You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I bless him today. Don't worry about what folks say and even what you say. Because some of us got our little tablet out, are trying to pay our bills. But when they add more to your bill, how you going to add in something you ain't got? Can I help somebody? I got to add in that Jesus that he will be my provider. And he will be my source. We came to this building because of God Almighty. Somebody put that in your notes. Because I don't care who in line or what. I'm here to tell somebody, you don't need nobody to add on with you. You just got to believe God that he's God by himself. Amen. I ain't getting no amens. Amen. If he said it, don't care how long it takes, you stand firm on it. Amen. And believe his power is greater than anybody else on. Amen. My God. Hallelujah, I bless him. I'm just bragging on him today. Because when you put responsibility on people, sooner or later, when they don't see nothing, they get gone. Amen. But you make up your mind, I'm going to believe this Jesus. I don't care what the enemy say. Some of y'all check in, go down there to the bank with bad credit. They're going to escort your tail out of there. But go to God with bad credit. And stay with him for your bad credit, but I want him to override the bad credit. You down there with your notes and you got them all in order. He don't need that. He want to put us in order. Can somebody help me today? And we rely on him. You get overweighted and overloaded in yourself. Then you begin looking like the rubber from Rumble Room School. You're gray and crazy. What am I going to do now? You should have asked him before you did it. I bless him. I bless him. I give him praise today. That's all he wants me to say about that. Got some deep folks. They already know what I don't say yet. But I don't say it enough to make something happen. I'm grateful to God. The only thing I want to try to share with anybody. Some people couldn't help their credit getting bad. Because for their disobedience, it got bad. See what I'm pointing at me. Oh, I'm waiting till I can do bankruptcy. I can wait to get to the right person. They correct my bad credit. You must gonna change your social security number. Then you, there you go. But some folks will go to the extremity to get in trouble. Your name ain't Sally Jane Molo. But that's who the credit, social security number belong to. I say this to say we don't want to line up with him. Amen. It's good to have good credit, because I did one time. And when you open your wallet, people see all them credit cards. Amen. That don't mean you're paying them. Amen. Some of them expired on you, to stick it up there, they don't put you in jail. It make you feel good when you open up. Some ain't no good, you just roll them out. Well, I said, boy, they rolling. Don't get the flight to steal none of them because they body ain't no good. And people will encourage you to do all these things to get a quick fix. But you find very few people will encourage you. Say, grab a hold to Jesus and believe that he is greater than what you are facing. We got some cheering won't do right now. Don't act like yours is. We got some just hopped out the room. They little critters too. Hollins to shout. They holler some more. So we need him to empower us. We need him to strengthen us. When we're going through, well, whatever various reason, your name is assigned to it. Nobody else can be assigned to it, your name. But I begin to call on this name above all names. You might not repent then, but you call him long enough, he'll tell you to repent. And he'll tell you, I want you to see yourself. Because you've been looking at all the other folks. Can I get a witness in the house? Mm-hmm. See, in that picture out of old, he sent reminders to his people. And as in the days of old, as it is in these days, people reject it and they don't believe it. They believe if you say you finna go get you one of them foreign cars that few people have. Oh, you fall on out, honey, get real holy. But you need the way to ride and say, how I'm going to pay for it if you say it. Is that so different? I want to be in a place with him where I ain't trying to stick my head in this and that and get it paid for. You said it and I believe it. Amen, amen. Are you hearing me? You said it and I believe it. That's where I'm at. I have a great overhead. Over my head. But I found that Jesus, if you let him be the head, amen, of all the overhead that you have over your head, amen, he won't fail you. Amen. He'll listen to you. And he'll do something for you. Amen. Not what you might want right now, but he'll do something. Amen. To encourage your spirit, man. Yeah. Your waiting won't be in vain. Hallelujah. I understand some of us can't wait. We got a hot mess going on inside. Amen. But that's your problem. That is your reap. So get up with it. Today we're going to go to the Word. And Sister Stephanie, can you come up and do the announcement? And after this, we're going to leave and go home. Because I promised the cheering a treat. And cheering like old folks, they don't forget. Some of them barely empty. I'm going to get that hot bike if I can get two. But we ain't giving you but one. It's big enough to fill. Most rewarding bird on the earth today. Yes, sir. Fried it, boil it, stew it. And some people try to eat it raw. But if you go in the store, they got every part of the chicken in there, even chicken feet. Mm-hmm. They got the gizzard in there, the lizard in there. The only thing they're missing is the peak. You know that little thing the chicken had, but somebody eat that too. So that chicken is a renowned bird for us in the sound world. Because we love to eat. Amen? Amen. But Apostle, you know, he real picky, but because he fat, that don't mean that he ain't picky. He don't want chicken like that. He like to change it up, but I said, hold it. This ain't Hazel kitchen. You tell Hazel what she want, you want, and she cook it. No, I don't do that. I cook what I want. Now, I left up to you to want to eat it. The bird is flying about 3 days. If you don't want to eat him, go down there to McDonald's and get you a burger. I ain't hear nobody. If we would start telling the truth with ourselves, we can get better. You up in there making some mad food. I'm sick of him. No, tell him. We got chicken 3 days this week. You can stretch it out or eat it 3 days straight. But it's going to be there looking at you and waiting on you. Is that right, Pastor Grant? That's where we get down. Mm-hmm. I just believe in fixing up everything that's going to hinder me from the kingdom. Hazel, she get paid. If you have a maid in your house, you got to pay them. And I ain't a maid. I'm too old to try to take a maid job. Because when you get old, you have to take a broom and sweep it out from under your chair. If you don't, you go up under there. Somebody going to have to call to rescue you and to get you from under there. If my grandchildren around, I said, get that for me, please. So I'm saying, I ain't. No. That's where you going home now. Brother Imani, will you come with me to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter? And will you go with me from 1 to 9? And we're going to close up the book and go to our occasions.
1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another.
Amplify, please.
In the Amplified, furthermore, brethren, we beg and admonish you in virtue of our union with the Lord Jesus, that you should follow the instructions which you learned from us about how you ought to walk so as to please and gratify God, as indeed you are doing, and that you do so even more and more abundantly, attaining yet greater perfection in living this life. For you know what charges and precepts we gave you on the authority and by the inspiration of the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, that you should not be consecrated, separated, and set apart for pure and holy living, that you should abstain and shrink from all sexual vice, that each one of you should know how to possess, control, manage his own body in consecration, purity, separated from things profane and honor, not to be used in the passion of lust like the heathen, who are ignorant of the true God and have no knowledge of his will, that no man transgress and overreach his brother and defraud him in this matter or defraud his brother in business. For the Lord is an avenger in all these things, as we have already warned you solemnly and told you plainly. For God has not called us to impurity, but to consecration, to dedicate ourselves to the most thorough purity. Therefore, whoever disregards, sets aside, and rejects this, disregards not man, but God, whose very spirit, whom he gives to you, is holy, chaste, and pure. But concerning brotherly love, for all other Christians, you have no need to have anyone write you, for you yourselves have been personally taught by God to love one another.
How can we love one another when we don't line up with what he has required? I believe that you can set yourself in a place that you are exempt from what the requirement he's required. I believe that he will assign you to where you need to be. I believe that when you thinking all, you believe that it's not you, and you keep on harboring in yourself that it's somebody else. What he want to define, see, reason I talk a lot about a religious and tradition, because you can go to your sister, brother, up under the covering of the house of God, supposedly be, and let, I embrace you. Oh, I love you, my sister, brother. You're telling a lie, but until you really get the love of him, I ain't hear nobody. The love of him, that it will empower you for that brother and sister who just don't view you or see the Jesus in you. It's a whole lot of holy folks, holy in their own self. Don't care what you do them to them, for them, to show them this love of Jesus Christ. It ain't enough. They still got assignment to hate you and to point a finger at you and always getting up and having a meeting on you. I ain't hearing nobody. When you tell one person, that's a meeting. When they tell another person, that's a meeting. But somebody gonna have to pay for wrong information. Oh, some scouts come through here. And if you got an itching in your belly, they get up on you and say, Pastor Grant, trying to hold you. I said, the devil is a liar. I can't hold myself. But I put myself in his hand. Oh, you smiling like, oh, Pastor, you did a good job. Quit your lying tale. You don't know nothing about me, but you come in with your assuming. Because I don't get down like you. That don't mean that it ain't Jesus. He want to put us in a place where we'll operate out of him, not ourselves. We said we love him, liars. Who you love, you ain't never seen, and you don't believe that he is love. That he put folks ain't like you. Don't act like you, don't smell like you. Don't do like you. For you to love them, I ain't hearing nobody. We can give people stuff, the people that we associate with. The Lord spoke to me. Told me to give you this. Can he speak to you and tell you to give a devil you know don't like you? I ain't hearing nobody in here. And we said we love him. I don't believe so. We have a form of loving him. They need to take the Bible. Oh, how? No. You don't love him. When you get in love with his people, because they make you get to a love to live in Jesus. Whether you run in the front line or whether you're in the back line, it's still a requirement. Let's go to these jobs. I bet you one thing, you act like you love what's going on up in there. Can I get it? You get all up in there. I'm going to show them. I'm going to get their position. Well, you're supposed to come in there with some Jesus and love for them. So let me tell you about Heist, girlfriend. I've been up there. But God come over here for me to tell you what he's done for me. I'm here. I ain't trying to take your position because God is my provider. I don't want it because you think it's all that for you. You catching hell with him. You got precise insiders and crazy side them and all them side them because you think you all of that. You know how when we walk on, I'm the supervisor. Meaning it's a rattlesnake. You got to be very careful. When you want to hike up in a place and you ain't got this Jesus, it'll walk on you. God will put you there to see can he bless you there. But sometimes you ain't got no idea of this Jesus. This on my Bible, I think this for me. Who? I know I'm finna preach now. Y'all play with it. Going to talk about it. My name, Pastor Grant. So let me get back to this love. We emphasize that we got love, and the devil set us up. Here Paul is talking. Paul reminding them by he being an apostle, and he has gone through various transitions in his life. I want to tell you, I want to remind you at the Corinthians church. I didn't want to go over there to fornication and all that because people get pissed off with you and throw the shoes at you. You going to tell me I ain't going to get on my sex life? Well, you ain't going to be doing nothing in hell. Stay on it. Can't nobody tell you nothing about it. Roll with it. Then when that thing called AI, you know A, so... come and knock on your door. He's, oh, Jesus. No, but I gave you a warning before you got there. Well, some other things pop up on you. You don't know the name of them. I called Jesus to my rescue. Can I get somebody to come over here and help me? But I began to say, I went down there to write me a note because I know folks get tired of me calling what the words say. I said to my notes, I said the believer of those belong to Christ. They are to stay away from sin. That sin can be any operation that keep you from a relationship being developed in him. Can I get somebody to help me? We don't know how much we need him. My God, because when we don't really call on him in sincerity to help me, you can be in the right place, you think, but it will be a plus if you call on him. Here I am, Jesus. I know some trying to separate me, but oh, Jesus, I look around. You have blessed me abundantly. Oh, Jesus, don't allow me to get the big head and go back to where you done brought me from. Teach me how to be a witness. Teach me how to tell somebody what the Lord has done just for me. I understand somebody don't believe it, and some say it won't happen to me. But Paul said, I want you to know what we brought to y'all. It was from God Almighty. He said, I sent you as a messenger for my people, and you're gonna tell them what I require. You're gonna tell them what the Lord has trust me to do. You can't be a representative and you can't get in a leading role until God Almighty began to trust you, because you got a mind frame. It ain't me. I bless him, because unless he build a house, your work is in vain. You know we got the hero. I know I can build a ministry. Get on up there and yourself, you can go to hell and build it. If you ain't building on a solid foundation, I bless his name. Somebody come up with me, because we looking at the bigness, but we ain't looking at Jesus. I'll stay right here until you bless me. And when you bless me, I don't want to move from the blesser. Can I get somebody? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I'm checking in for my own self, because self can get in a mess. I done forgot where you brought me from. I ain't hear nobody riding on ties that you can see yourself in, and they didn't go out on you. You done forgot now that you can buy a set in yourself. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I want you to practice what I have presented to you. See, everybody want to practice something that ain't been presented to them. I told the Lord, I don't know how to love your people. Matter of fact, all messed up. I don't love myself, I just think I do. Can I get somebody in here to help me? If I love myself, I check in with you. But we don't check in with him, because it's all about me. But I began to say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I want to stay away from that stuff you've allowed me to come from. I ain't hear nobody. Still love them anyhow, but I can't get up on them, and I don't want them to get up on me, because it'll bring up flaws, because see, the enemy will say, you didn't have it no way. Can I get somebody? I have a friend, but I found out I need to cut it down, because if you ain't rolling in the same direction I'm rolling in, I need to love you and be available to do whatever I can for you, but I can't hook up with you again. I ain't hear nobody, because it will. See, some people think that they can bring this little bit they got to a devil. But if you ain't got this Jesus, the devil gonna whip your tail and say, I know you didn't have it like that. You out there trying to tell somebody who's getting full of weed, and you say you delivered from weed. Before you know it, y'all smoking together. Can I get somebody? You say you done dropped down your home, and you're hanging around with them who swing. Guess what? You get right back in the lane. Can I get a witness? This church world, you better have Jesus when you get on this church world. Everybody got the Twitter and the number and all this kind of mess. And getting junk in your spirit. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. Amen. Acting like we ain't hooked up. How you doing, Sister Romella? Hit you tonight? Talk about everybody, what you seen today. Is that love? Somebody help me. You got to get out of the little circle. Because the circle is messing. And the circle will keep you dizzy. But I come to tell him thank you today. I don't have no reason to talk about what went on in church and afterward. Because I'm seeking him. Like, Pastor, did you see that? No, I want to see Jesus. Because I don't need nothing to shift me. But now if I see it, I call you on it. I ain't scared to call you. But I want to see this Jesus. So I need him to do something for me. Can I get somebody? More he do for me, more you can give to somebody else. I ain't talking about because the pastor. Don't hate on I'm doing this job. I just ain't got no choice. If you got a choice, whether you do it or not, well, I'm talking to you. See, I say you shall live. I charge you to do what I say do. Then he charged Moses for Joshua. Even God stepped to Jesus. Oh, you better hear me. Jehoshaphat, oh, a lot of them boys. See, some people don't take it serious, Pastor. But I take it serious. Because I ain't been good enough to just go on and die. I want to live and declare he's a deliverance. That he's a healer. When he told me to do the job, I said, how can I do it? You know, them religious got women bent over. The only thing they got is a crocosite on the back and a baby on the other hip. And you do maid service and cleaning and cooking, that's your job. If that's the only job you think you can do, well, pity on you. Amen. Keep the bed warm, but I ain't talking about with no heating machine. You better be the heat in the bed. Because your tail get kicked out the bed. I ain't talking nasty, I'm talking truth. When you can't service that, suppose your hip gets drawled up, what you gonna do then? They get them another hip surgeon. So, oh, let me go on a little further. Mm-hmm. He said, Paul was saying here, I want y'all to practice this justice. I want to show you. We have been a representative of this love for our brothers and sisters. If we would stop charging people and allowing it to hinder me, I've been sitting by Sister Ramon, and she just stirred my spirit. I'm going to move on. Well, you need to check in and see how righteous your spirit is. If you got some, maybe you can lay your hands on them in love. Love, people love to be seen. Let the prophet or prophetess come. You can't set them down. They've been dead till they get to the mic. Show off. Want to be seen. God can do more undercover than he can do open up. Because most of the time it's about you. When you keep going to God for something that bothering you, bothering your spirit to hinder you, it might not be the other person, it's about me, you. Is it all right if I keep it real? So what he wants us to not justify, we all are there. But practice all this that he has presented to you and I. I know religions and tradition will have you stagnating. You do anything you want to do. I've been there and done that. There's some people now that got a fear of God, but it's some up in there I ain't. I just got out of the hole in wall last night and I got on my suit. I'm Deacon Fry. You Deacon Hellbound. Because if you don't change your right, hell you going with your title. Can I get a witness? The Lord sent me to a church.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.